Hello and welcome to a brand new episode of Beyond the Optics podcast with your host, Tulip Nandu. I'm a computational biologist at UT Southwestern Medical Center, an avid traveler, a blogger, and now a podcast host. Similar to my role as a researcher, which expects me to take an in-depth look at the projects I'm working on, I'm also curious to go beyond the optics for everything that is happening around and to leverage that knowledge to challenge the status quo and think from a different perspective. This podcast is an attempt by me to put the information out there and spark a curiosity amongst the listeners to go beyond the optics and not take the material they are fed at face value.
Today, I shall be having a conversation with Mr. Jayesh Shah, who is a visionary leader with an exemplary track record of transforming big data into actionable business insights and collaborating with diverse teams for an in-depth business consulting experience, delivering large complex projects and advising Fortune 500 clients. His expertise lies in delivering actionable business insights through advanced analytics, machine learning, and operational efficiencies through innovative automation solutions, building a community of practice of business analysts by investing in capability development, program management, process improvement, technology strategy, and system implementation. He's currently the Senior Director, Strategic Pricing and Special Projects at McKesson. So on a personal note, I have known Jayesh for about 7 years now, and through those years, I have always looked up to him for guidance on balancing personal and professional life, and also learning from his experience some skills that can be incorporated in my everyday life. And today, on a similar note, we shall be gaining an insight on how he has navigated to reach stellar heights in his career, and also how he has used the lessons learned from some oversights that he has made in his profession to be successful, and the values, some core values that he has always stood by that have helped him carve his name as a leader and a strategist at McKesson. So welcome, Jayesh, and it's wonderful having you here on my pod.
Thanks a lot, Tulip, and thanks for the opportunity.
Absolutely. So let's start with your career, the starting point. How did it all begin? Like from Bombay, Mumbai, as we call it now, India, and how you have carved through those beginnings to reach this height in your career today?
Sure. So yeah, my journey actually started when I completed my undergrad from IIT Mumbai in electrical engineering, worked for a few years at Infosys. Then I realized I needed to get more of a well-rounded business exposure. So went forward to do my MBA from IIM Bangalore. And Deloitte Consulting recruited us off campus from IIM Bangalore to join their Texas practice. And that's how my journey as a Texan began. And for the next decade with Deloitte, I led digital transformation and large-scale system implementation projects, worked across multiple industries, but my focus was healthcare and telecom. And around that time, you know, about a decade in, my second child, my son, was born. And I decided I need to get off the road, strive for a better work-life balance. So I joined McKesson, and I've been there almost 12 and a half years now. I've been fortunate to work across multiple areas at McKesson: change management, business process outsourcing, data and analytics, robotic process automation, data science, machine learning, and now, as you mentioned, working in strategic pricing.
So I'll kind of break down your career in like two parts. One is a professional, a career oriented, which is learnings from it might help by young profession or who is someone like me in like kind of start of the career, but also in the mid journey of his career. But one important insight that I would love to have, and this is for kids who are in their junior college or even in their late schooling. You have had education from two of the best institutes, I would call, in India. One is IIT Bombay and IIM. So if I were going to ask you, what's that thing that got you in there? If you can just explain briefly, or you always had that notion that, okay, I want to do IIT, I want to go to IIM. What's that tipping point?
Absolutely. I will never forget. For IIT, to be completely candid, Tulip, when I joined, as you remember, in Bombay, we used to have college. The 11th and 12th grade used to be college. It wasn't like high school. And I remember I joined these correspondence tutorials. They were brilliant tutorials for IIT. They would send monthly packets over for, and I wasn't really sure that I was so keen on doing all those. And IIT exams were deemed to be very difficult. And I, coming from a background of doing like a SSC from the Maharashtra board, I kept hearing from friends, oh, no, it's more for people who've done CBSE and ICSE. They have a more rigorous curriculum, SSC. It's going to be difficult. But my tipping point to your question was when one of the other classes organized a trip, a day trip, to go to the IIT Powai campus. We were by the Powai Lake. And I remember coming back home and telling my mom, I'm going to IIT. I just fell in love with that place. I just fell in love with the vibe, the atmosphere, and the energy at IIT. And that was my tipping point. And I said, come what may, I'm studying and I'm going to go to IIT. And I was fortunate by God's grace that I actually was able to get to IIT Mumbai.
Fantastic. Lots of people obviously aspire to get there, but only few, like handful percentage, get there. So kudos to you and your focus, your education, your background that got you there. So now coming to more of a professional career point of view, as I mentioned in my prelude to this, like there are some values that you always stood by and the learnings that you've had throughout this career. Definitely it was never easy, or it was never meant to be easy, but how have you carved your own path? And if you can give the audience insight to those and something that can be learned by every one of us in our career.
Absolutely. And I just want to call out that these are not lessons coming at me preaching, but more the lesson that I've learned making these mistakes. So hopefully others can learn from my mistake and not make the same mistakes. And also another call out is I'm an ex-consultant. So I had to put these lessons in some sort of a framework. So here's my framework for the career journey. Here are my 7 C's: charge, connect, courage, comfort, curiosity, compassion, and collaborate. The first one is take charge, the first C of your career. Don't expect anyone else to do it for you. Personally, I made that mistake early on in my career. I assumed if I do good work, I get rewarded and I will advance in my career. I realized very soon that I should not make that assumption. I have to take charge, look for the next opportunity to grow. And growth can be vertical or lateral or horizontal in another area to chart my path to the next opportunity. Now, that meant actively promoting myself. And that wasn't something that was easy to do. Promoting myself, my capabilities. And the other piece was not being afraid to ask for help. Asking for help didn't mean that I was weak, I didn't know. It just meant that there are certain areas where I need to get help. And that was where the other C, the second C that helped me, was making connections. So we often heard the key to growth is network, network, network. And it's not only what you know, but who you know and who knows you. That's important. And I've actively built my network of coaches, mentors, and sponsors who know my skills, capabilities, and are ready to guide me. And like I mentioned earlier, earlier I was hesitant to do that because I didn't want to encroach on people's time. But I've realized that people are willing to help. Even biologists have found that we as humans have a natural willingness to help. Another approach I've found helpful to get access to senior leaders is through participation in employee resource groups and firm activities. For example, just this year, I volunteered to be a team captain for fundraising to support the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in their fight against cancer and to make extraordinary impact on the lives of patients and their families. And through that initiative, I was able to get close to senior leaders in non-work settings. The access to them would have been very difficult in work settings. So I was able to connect with them on a personal level, help them see who Jayesh is, my personal core statement, what my experiences have been, what my aspirations are, and wouldn't have been able to do this without reaching out in those initiatives. And what's also helped me build my network and get visibility is to demonstrate courage, the third C, raising my hand and volunteering for difficult projects or volunteering for the firm activities, like I mentioned. And growth always happens when we step out of our comfort zone. And this is also a great way to get visibility and build credibility with senior leaders and decision makers. I raised my hand to jump into the weeds with another junior data scientist to build our first cash forecasting model for the largest McKesson business unit. This project had visibility right up to the BU CFO, and it helped get me visibility and build my credibility. But to show this courage and step into something that's somewhat of an unknown, I had to first demonstrate comfort, the fourth C. Being comfortable with not knowing the answer, or being part of a team where you think the rest of the team knows more about the subject or the issue than you do. Now, this may come as a surprise to you or not come as a surprise to you, but I like to be in control and know how to approach and solve an issue. So being comfortable that I wasn't the expert in the room was something that I had to deal with. I had a hard time initially with it, but I had to constantly remind myself that I bring a different perspective of the problem through my diverse experiences, and I may shine a light on something that others closer to the problem may have missed. So building that comfort with the unknown helped me on a more recent project where I was able to connect my learnings from the data science training to a new generic launch pricing problem and created a novel model that hadn't been used before. And through it, I was able to highlight new insights. The fifth C that's helped me is curiosity. And that's not a stranger to you in your podcast. So curiosity for me is always questioning the status quo and going after the why behind the what, because the answers may shock you. So example again, we were building an automation for an end-to-end process using our robotic process automation platform for processing efficiency. And our team, as part of the process, and always decided, instead of just doing a lift and shift of the existing process to an automated solution, almost like a new bottle, but same old wine, we would, as part of our process, always ask the why questions. Why do we need to perform this process? Who are the upstream and downstream stakeholders? What is the value of this process? And the team was amazed to find that some of the outputs produced by the upstream team weren't even being used by the downstream team. Till then, no one had asked the question, why do we need this process performed? Everyone was so actively focused on just getting it off my plate or getting it improved. And that was a good reminder. I remember reading in a signature once, there is nothing more wasteful than improving something that didn't need to get done in the first place. And thankfully, we turned to go down that path, and we were able to determine that elimination rather than improvement was what the process needed by asking the why. The sixth See, I have is around compassion. And compassion to me is a couple of interrelated things. The first piece, of course, is the vision it conjures up of compassion, showing compassion for your team and your peers through living the golden and the platinum rules. We all know the golden rule, do unto others as you'd have them do unto you. And I think I was a big follower of the golden rule till I found the platinum rule recently. Do unto others as they want done unto them. And compassion creates, as we know, psychological safety for the team to also show courage, our third C, and take risks to advance the entire group. So that's something that I hold core to your question earlier about the principles that I live by. And secondly, for me, a learning was that compassion also means understanding my audience, my stakeholders, and constantly reminding myself that I need to address their WIIFM question. The question that's, what's in it for me? Because unless I change that frame of reference to the audience, I will not get the results I desire. I still remember one presentation that I had done, spent a lot of time building that presentation, pulled in all of the work that we had done, the analysis, and the results that it would do, the benefits it would deliver for my team. And I did not strike the right note with the audience because they were probably still waiting to hear, so tell me how your idea suggestion helps me so I can support your idea. And that was a good learning for me. I had to change the approach do that presentation. Again, change that frame of reference to say, here's what it means to you. It's less work for you. It's more accurate, more effective solutions. So now go ahead and support me. And the seventh C is that of collaboration that weaves all this together. Yeah, we all know it's all about teamwork to get anything done, and you're only as good as your team. So my previous leader used to say, if you want to go fast, go alone. If you want to go far, go together. And unless you're a good collaborator and partner for your stakeholders, I can guarantee you, you will not get too far. This again was a learning for me coming from consulting. The first few projects, initiatives I was working, I was focused on just going through it quickly, not really pausing to look at the stakeholders, the impact of those stakeholders and getting the support. Because as a consultant, you're there for a limited time. You need to get things done. And I realized very quickly that I had to refocus my energies on making sure I was doing enough of that change management of the collaboration, the stakeholder readiness to make any project a success and not have tissue rejection once you get to the finish line. You're the only one standing there. The rest of the team hasn't even made it so far. So those were my learnings through my mistakes that I've learned. The seven C's that have helped me in my career: charge, connect, courage, comfort, curiosity, compassion, and collaboration.
That's pretty good insight, and definitely lots to learn there, and absolutely wonderful that even if we can incorporate 1% of that in our everyday life, probably we'll have a different, you know, career path going forward. And definitely there were a couple of questions that I had along the way, if I can ask. Basically, one is to do with connect. I've known people, and from my personal experience too, from probably the background that we come from, always are frightened to ask something. Connection in the sense that, okay, what if someone tells no? That's the million-dollar question that we always have. Like, so how did you overcome that? And also, if there are any tips and bits that you think that a young professional should follow to connect with the superiors or even to people who are not in their realm of professional career.
Absolutely. I think you hit it on the head saying we are always afraid that people would say no. In my experience, I found more people than not would be willing to actually help out. And the thing that I always keep in mind is, what's the worst that can happen? Yeah, they say no, but at least I got an opportunity to reach out and, you know, I tried. So then I have had to make sure that I was comfortable with getting a no. Initially, I was not comfortable to hear a no because we always want to hear a yes. And that was the inertia I realized. So once I got comfortable with getting no's, I was able to get off the inertia. And the other thing that I find is you want to connect not necessarily just through your reporting hierarchy, but you actually want to start connecting and building relationships with maybe the peers of your leader. Because one of the key things you need to remember is when you have these talent review sessions that are happening, your leader may definitely be beating your drum saying, what a great job you do. It matters a lot. His or her peers and the others in the room are also voicing the same. Coming from just your leader, it may seem that, that's your resource. So you're going to say the greatest things about it. But when you start hearing, or when others start hearing the same feedback from other folks in the room who you may not have a direct reporting relationship with, but if you've spent the time connecting, who you've spent the time understanding what their challenges are and seeking to help, as they say, right? First seek to understand, then seek to be understood. If you're trying to understand what their problems are, you've done help them or help them make connections to get things done, you will find that it ultimately, all the good you've done will come back and benefit you as well. So I would say reaching out, helping others has definitely helped me as well.
And the other question I had is like in the strange times that we are living in right now, what is there something that has changed with you regarding balancing personal and professional life, say pre-COVID to post-COVID? And if anybody hits some kind of crisis, how do you think a person should balance first their career and personal life? And say next time if something similar to COVID happens, is there any, you could say, lesson or at least some suggestion that you can give a young professional to navigate through these time of crisis?
Now, one thing that COVID has definitely done is, and I think it's also shown through the whole great resignation, people realizing that they need to take their non-work life seriously as well. And that's been a key focus for me to keep my sanity, to keep my team's sanity, and focusing on yourself, as they say in the safety, sorry, I forget the exact word, but during the airlines, when they give the safety address, they say first, if there's a low pressure, you know, first put the mask around you, then help the person next to you. You have to take care of yourself. And that's the piece that I've started doing, you know, finding time to step away from the screen, the Zoom fatigue that we all experience, and maybe take a walk or just spend some time just thinking about certain things versus just being on the screen all the time. So taking care of myself through small things and the team as well. Essentially what I've realized is you have to look out for each other. And it's been very paramount during these times where everyone's dealing with their own small personal situation. You have a young family. I have team members who have young kids. And it's difficult when they're out of school, they're at home, you're trying to balance your work. And now it's a big balancing act that you have to do. So that compassion piece that we spoke about is so important. Making sure that you are all taking care of each other and feels like you actually are a family. It's probably kind of built a tighter bond between us and the team. But it's at the same time, it's highlighted things that we need to do more of, even when, say, we get to the new normal. So I think that's going to be the key thing for us to keep in mind.
Awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much. Probably these 7 C's, at least what I can do is put this on a sticky note and kind of post it on my workspace and wherever I can. Because if even little by little, if we can incorporate certain things that you've learned, especially the piece on compassion, connection, collaboration in our day-to-day life, probably we can achieve greater heights than we have achieved till now, probably. And probably these crises has kind of, you know, brought us together, and hopefully the lessons that we've learned can go further into, you know, becoming a great society that we can and a great potential that we are. So thank you so much, Jayesh, for giving us that wonderful insight into your journey. And I hope every one of us has gained something out of it. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Tulip.
Thank you so much for staying till the end and listening to the podcast. I hope you have enjoyed as much as I have bringing it to you. Please share it with your family and friends who would want to use this information to challenge the status quo and think from a different perspective. For more bite-sized information, follow me on Twitter at @TulipSNandu. And to receive interesting take on current topics, subscribe to my newsletter at tulip.substack.com. Until next time, go beyond the optics, friends.